Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to build in travel time, even if all of your meetings are virtual ones. You will keep yourself on schedule, and you might be able to boost your energy levels too. So back in the old pre-COVID days, people who worked in offices often needed to travel to different meetings. You would check which conference room you needed to report to for your 1 o'clock meeting, your 2 o'clock meeting, and so forth. If you worked for a big enough company, this could involve a reasonable hike. As a result, meetings either needed to end a few minutes before the hour, or they would generally all start a few minutes after the hour. This is nothing more than the natural consequence of people being unable to teleport. But it had some upsides. Namely, people had to stand up and move around every hour or so. They'd get some steps in. If your office park had different buildings, you might also get some fresh air. Even if you had back-to-back meetings, there was a little respite, at least for normal people without the clout to have everyone come to them. These days, a great many meetings are virtual, and that is awesome. There's less commuting, less time spent on airplanes, and that is better for people and better for the environment. However, there is more of a temptation to have that 1 o'clock meeting go right up until 2 o'clock, and then you quickly click on over to your next link. Then you go right to 3 o'clock and boom, you click on the next one. And maybe you sneak a 2 minute bathroom break in there somewhere. But if people don't need to travel, then you don't technically have to end early or start a little later. But it is still a good idea to do so. People need breaks. They need time to write down the to-dos that come out of each meeting. They need time to breathe and clear their heads, which can help them avoid burnout. Taking a few steps every hour or so is better for people's health than sitting still. Moving around also helps boost people's energy levels. So even if your meetings are virtual, build in travel time. If you meet with a lot of people from your same organization, then develop a culture where you end all meetings 10 minutes early, as in 10 minutes before the hour for standard 1 hour meetings. You could obviously also start all meetings 10 minutes late, which is really the same thing. But this is sometimes hard to explain to outsiders or get them to adopt it as easily when they are meeting with you. Ending earlier tends to feel more natural. When you are developing agendas for meetings, really lean into this. At 10:50, that 10 o'clock meeting has wrapped up. If someone sends you an agenda that goes for the full hour, ask if it can be shortened by a few minutes to allow for people to grab a coffee or think about their notes. Or just note that you will need a few minutes of travel time. Maybe people won't even think about it. Most people were in that habit a few years ago. So, unless you only work with people whose careers began after 2020, you will probably all figure it out. And then, when you do get 10 minutes in between meetings, don't just check email, tempting as that is. If you are at home, go outside for a few minutes. Take your bathroom break if you need one, of course. but also focus on doing something active with this open space. You might be able to boost your energy levels by enough to make it through that next Zoom meeting. And if you've got more than 5 or 6 of those on any given day, well, I don't need to tell you that you can use all the energy boosts you can get. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.